everyone. Welcome to Creative Therapy Umbrella, the podcast, a place where creative arts and expressive therapies are discussed through interviews and questions from listeners. We will talk about the ups and downs of therapy life, the balance of creativity, intervention ideas, and issues within the profession. Take a listen and be creative. If you're enjoying the podcast, don't forget to subscribe and review us on iTunes. You can also follow us on Instagram at Creative Therapy Umbrella to send in your questions for the podcast. Hey everyone, welcome to the first minisode of Creative Therapy Umbrella. I'm really excited to get these started as well. There are going to be lots of interview episodes, but I'm hoping to sprinkle these minisodes throughout the month as well, because there's a lot of small topics that come up that that can be talked about quickly. There's a lot of questions that people have been sending in, and I want to make sure to answer some of those questions. I think that some of these smaller minisodes might be a great place to do some fun stuff as well. Rapid fire would you rathers with somebody, and just a place to be flexible and bring in some fun stuff to balance out the interviews. So I hope you're enjoying the interviews. They've been so much fun. And today for the minisode, our first minisode, I want to dig into one of my Tuesday top five lists. I published these on my blog, and this is the one from August of this year, and it is Elements of Notes. So if you're looking for this, you can head over to creativetherapyumbrella.com, and on the sidebar, you'll see TT5, Tuesday top five, and this is the Elements of Notes one. So the reason this came about for me was I started to really reflect on the quality of my notes for my sessions. I also really had a big shift because I was moving from taking notes in a really behavioral way, where things were pretty clear, cut and dry, to taking notes in a more in an abstract way, explaining, you know, how songwriting is helpful for emotional expression versus saying the client hit the drum 4 out of 5 times. So I found myself really trying to reflect on how well I was explaining what my client was doing, why it was important, even if the session didn't look like the most progressive session that we had ever had. Even, you know, sometimes having those sessions where it's like, hey, it was a win that we sat here together today, and there was a safe space for you to talk if you wanted to, and maybe the client decided not to talk, which is fine. But I had a really hard time figuring out how I could put that in a note and do it in not an hour for each note. So I definitely struggled with being like, I want to write so many things, but I can't write so many things because I'll just be doing notes forever. So I had some supervision, and I had a fantastic supervisor, and we came up with a couple different elements, and I tweaked it as I kept these ideas going throughout weeks. I kept tweaking it, and I ended up settling on these five kind of things. This five, I think of it as like a checkbox in my mind. So the five things are: number one is what interventions you utilized. Number two, why were they used? Number three, how the client responded. Number four, why is this important for the client? And then number five, what's the plan? So this has helped me really, it's also helped me within my session now. I kind of have this structure in the back of my mind of thinking of like, oh, this is a really great thing to write in my note because this really reflects this. Or, you know, it's having this structure has helped me within my session as well. So let's dig into number one, which is what interventions you utilized. Usually this is the first part of my first sentence. So, and this is very narrative when I write these for my notes. And so, for example, the therapist utilized songwriting. The therapist utilized active instrument playing. The therapist created music paired with relaxation too. Dot, 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 dot. So what interventions are you using? I know sometimes with music therapy too, it's hard to say exactly what you're doing if it doesn't have like a name. There's certain interventions that have like a particular name. And this also comes to mind with like child-centered play therapy when, you know, being in the therapy is part of the intervention, your approach. So I found myself using this too, even saying the therapist created a safe space, saying things along those lines, if that was the really important part of that day's intervention. So that usually ends up just being that first part of my first sentence. What intervention was it? I definitely don't report on every single intervention within the session. I pick the most important one to use. The one where the client really resonated with. Maybe it was if it was just kind of one of those days where, you know, we didn't make a lot of progress, but we still stayed in the same space and we shared time together, then that might be a day where I would say the therapist created a safe space for the client to continue processing emotions related to medical diagnosis, something like that. So moving on to number two, this is usually the second part of that first sentence, and it's why those interventions were used. So if I was to go back to one of the other examples, the therapist utilized songwriting to support emotional processing related to grief. So I felt that that's really important, not only because whoever else is reading your notes might not understand what your interventions are targeting. So having it really clear in black and white, the therapist used active instrument playing to improve bilateral arm coordination. The therapist created music paired with relaxation to reduce physical symptoms of anxiety. Just one simple sentence and you can get those first two elements of the note that are really important. And again, this is only on, you know, I usually put in maybe one to two things that are noteworthy for the session. Sometimes in our sessions, we do 5-6 different interventions. Sometimes we do one. The days that I do a lot of them, I really kind of focus in on what was the most, where did I see the most progress? So after we've got what interventions you've utilized and why you used them, how the client responded. So this is the fun part because it's kind of that narrative of like, okay, what happened in the session? Did the intervention work? Did it flop? Did the client go totally somewhere else where you weren't even thinking they were going to go? I feel like this is kind of where that space where as evidenced by comes into, can come into place. However, everything in therapy isn't evidenced by. So this is kind of that space where you can explain and really be flexible. A lot of times with this one, I actually feel like number three ends up being one to two sentences. The first part of it, I'll say something like the client responded to songwriting by creating over 5 phrases appropriate to the emotional content of the song. So I could stop there on the note and just say that because that's how the client responded. But I like to use a for instance or a for example to create kind of that anecdotal piece that somebody could really see what's happening. So I might say something like the client then discussed feelings of worry, sadness, and hope as they applied to the song and moved into a larger discussion of how they applied to elements of medical diagnosis. Something like that where you can see how this is what we did for songwriting, this is what happened while we were doing the songwriting, and then this is how it led to a larger, led to the larger goal. So usually number three is where I think things get the longest. I still struggle with being like, don't go on forever and reining myself in because I get really excited with notes. I really do enjoy doing them. So number four is, I think my favorite, because I feel like this is our advocacy moment of why is this important for the client to experience? Why is it important that the client is working on bilateral hand coordination? Are they increasing their independence at school? Why is it important that the client, you know, engage in relaxation interventions? Do they have consistent issues with pain management? So bringing those elements in are really important, I think, in a note so that if somebody reads your note and they're only going to read one really quickly, this is a really big piece of like, ah, this is how it's applying to the bigger picture. So for that songwriting example, I would say something like songwriting experiences continue to be important for the client as he or she has limited opportunities to create and discuss emotional aspects related to their medical illness in other environments. So we're showing that it's important that the client discusses this. It's important that the client processes these emotions, and they may not have other avenues to do that. So this is how, and this is their preferred method of engaging in that. So after that, it's the easy part. Usually I feel like my number five is almost the same all the time. Usually if something happened that went wrong or the session didn't go very well, the client didn't respond, then my number five will change because it'll be like, no, I might have to tweak this. What's the plan? So usually my number five part is future sessions will continue to support these goal areas and utilize these interventions. If it didn't work, if something happened with the client and it did not go well, they didn't respond to it, they didn't like it, something happened and it just was kind of, you know, one of those awesome fails that we have all the time, then I say something like future sessions will continue to support goal areas, but therapists will introduce new interventions to fully support client and explore new avenues of therapeutic support, something like that. So to review it one more time, number one, what interventions did you use? And number two, why did you use them? Number three, how did the client respond? Maybe add a for instance or for example in there. Number four, why is this important for the client to experience? And number five, what is your plan for the next time? So I feel like this has just really helped my sessions inside and outside of the sessions. Outside of the session, I feel like when I go to do my note, I almost already have it ticked in my mind of like, yep, I've got this part, this was really important today, let's add these things. And having that checkbox of these five important things, I think really helps me get my note done rather quickly and not have to spend a lot of time on it. But I also feel like it's a quality note because I am reporting on these important things that happen within the session. So I would love to hear if anybody else finds this helpful or interesting, or if you start using it, let me know, because I want to hear feedback, you know, if it needs more flexibility, you know, maybe there needs to be something else in there. I'd really like to see, I know this works for me in the setting that I'm in, but I'm curious how this works in other settings and how this works for other disciplines too. If it's, you know, does this work really well for art therapy, dance therapy, drama therapy, play therapy? Is this something that can be utilized across under the umbrella? So I'd love to hear your feedback. So reach out to me. Let me know if this is helpful. Again, if you want the write-up of it, it's posted on my blog, creativetherapyumbrella.com. Look for the TT5 section over on the right-hand side. And thank you guys so much for listening. Always feel free to write in with questions. If you have guests that you think should be on the podcast, let me know. We have a Patreon page if you'd like to support us that way as well. So all of those links will be in the show notes, but I am looking forward to hearing from you guys. Thanks again for listening, everyone, and be creative.